everybody doing? Good, 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 good. Yes, Brother Ernie, yes. We are on this side of the dirt. You've got breath in your lungs. And most importantly, Jesus loves you. Never forget that. You know, never, never, never forget that. No matter what you're going through, if it's a good day, remember Jesus loves you. If it's a bad day, you're going through some stuff, people are acting foolish, Jesus still loves you. Did you know that? Jesus still loves you. You know what's great too? We still love you too. Even if you're acting up, even if you're acting a fool, your church family still loves you. You know? Thank God. Yes, because you got to have somebody in your corner. You know? It always makes you feel better when you got somebody in your corner fighting with you. Not with you, but alongside you. Let's go with that. That's a better phrasing. But I want to look at a little section of Scripture. Here recently I've been really just taking just chunks of the Bible and just really trying to dig down into it to see exactly what it's saying and what, you know, what God's trying to speak through it. And tonight I want to look at Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 1. We're going to look at the first six verses there in Ephesians 4, starting with 1. And Paul is talking to the church at Ephesus, and the first part of the book is all about, you know, about different things, and he stops right in the middle and he says, therefore, he's saying, with all of this stuff going on, I, a prisoner serving the Lord, he's saying, I beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Now let's look at that. He's saying, he's begging them, he's saying, lead a life worthy of your calling. That word worthy there is talking about, it's a measurement, it's a weight. Lead a life that measures up to your calling, to the calling that God has placed in your life. Lead a life that measures up. Walk worthy in what we're doing. Because see, the best advertisement you can be for Jesus is to act like a Christian in all things. See, in Colossians 3 and 17, it says these words. Buddy, throw those up there. Colossians 3 and 17. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of who? The Lord Jesus. Do everything that you do or say, everything that you place your hand to, do it like you're doing it for God. That's how you become worthy of your calling. You put your hand to the things of God and you do it knowing whatever you're doing, God is going to get the glory of it. See, going back to Ephesians 4, it says, lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. You have been called by God. You know what he's called you? He's called you a son. He's called you a daughter. He's called you my child. He wants it. So Paul's telling us, lead a life worthy of being God's child. Live up to that. So the question is, what does that look like? What are the attitudes and actions that we need to have to walk worthy? In Ephesians 4 and 2. Put that up there, buddy. It says these words. It says, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's faults because of your love. Let's break that down. It says to always be humble. As Christians, we've got to be humble. We've got to know that it ain't about us anymore. It's not about me. It's about we as a body of Christ. It's no longer what I want, what I think should happen, but what God wants to happen. It says to be humble, to be gentle. In the King James Version, it says meek, meekness, to be meek. But here's the thing. Meekness, gentleness is not weakness. It's not being weak. You don't have to roll over when something happens. It's meekness. It's like a wild animal that's been tamed. You've seen a big lion or tiger, and they've got it trained. It's got all this power, but it's been trained on how to use it, how to control the power held within it, controlling its strength. Its meekness is about having all of the power of God, but knowing how to use it. Ooh, get that. It's about knowing how to use it. It's knowing that I have the strength. I have all the physical strength I need, but I know how to control it. I know all the words to say, and I know the words that'll harm, but I choose to control that. That's being a Christian. Grabbing hold of your tongue sometimes and not cutting people with your tongue. I'm speaking to myself on that one. I'm just, if y'all are getting something out of that one, bonus. But for me, it's a call to hold your tongue. You ain't got to always tell people what you think of them. You don't have to give them a piece of your mind. Because you keep doing that, what happens? You're going to run out. And there's a lot of people I know that'll give you a piece of their mind, and they ain't got much to give. They ain't got much. They need all that they need to keep what they got, right? But see, it says to be humble, to be gentle. And I love this. It says, be patient. Patience is a virtue. Patience is something that a lot of people lack. My son, Carson, he had a birthday last month. He got some money, right? Soon as he gets it, what's the first thing he wants to do? Walmart. He's like his mama. Always wanting to spend money at Walmart. So he had this $10. He had put it in his pocket, forgot about it. We did laundry, and Kelly's folding it. She pulls out this $10. She goes, hey, look, here's $10. Carson whips his head around. He goes, where'd that come from? It's like, they came out of your shorts. That's probably your birthday money. He goes, he runs over, snatches it, and he goes, can we go to Walmart? I'm like, boy, you got to hold on. So then the next day I'm working. You know, I'm working in my office. And he's at home. And he keeps coming down. And he says, Dad, can we go to Walmart sometime? Can we go to Walmart? Can we go to Walmart? I said, buddy, we will go to Walmart later. Literally. So he goes, okay, fine. Literally, he comes back in my office and says, Dad, it's later. Can we go to Walmart? I'm like, that's not patience. Patience, son. Pull that knowledge that you have, that money, take it out of your brain for a minute and put it over here because it's not doing you any good. Be patient with it. See, that's what God calls us to be, patient. But look, it doesn't stop there. It says, be patient with each other. Many times, oh, I can be patient. I can sit. I can wait for things. But some people know how to push all the buttons, right? See, it says to be patient with other people. Patience with others. You see, you got to have patience with other people. And then when you have patience with them, it says making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. It says making allowance for each other. What that's saying, what is that trying to say there? It's saying, hey, we all got faults. We're not perfect. You know, I'm cute, but I'm not perfect. Right? You feel me? It's saying, hey, I recognize we're all flawed people. We got stuff. We got baggage. But I'm going to let that go. When someone acts up, it's looking at them. When someone close to you acts up or acts out, you look at them and you try to think, why did they do that? Rather than, I'm going to get them back. See, many times we do things because we're hungry. Sometimes you just need to carry Snickers around with you and just hand it out to people. Be like, hey, I know you're acting a fool. Here you go. You need this. Right? See, he's saying, make allowance for other people. Accept and overlook other Christians' weakness. Because you know we're not all at the same level. We're not all at the same place in our lives. But it's saying, hey, I love you anyway. And I'm here for you anyway. And I understand that we're all imperfect. But see, it says there, make an allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Because of love. See, the backdrop for humbleness and for gentleness and for patience, the root of all of that comes down to love. One word, love. It all is summed up with love. Even if you don't feel good. It's all about love. Because in Ephesians 3 and 17, it says, may Christ dwell within your hearts in faith, by faith that ye be rooted and grounded in love. So we've got to dig down deep and be rooted in the things of God because that's where the love is. And when we get down into the love, it's going to come out. It's going to come out of us into other people. Love always shows. See, it's the root of it. The root of all of our actions, all of this stuff is love. Loving each other. Now, Ephesians 4 and 3 says this. After all of that, make an allowance for people. Be humble. Be gentle. It says, make every effort to keep yourself united. See, the great thing about the Bible is it's real. It says, make every effort. What that means is give it a shot. Try it. You're going to fail sometimes. You're not always going to get it right. But it says, make every effort. Make an effort for God. Make an effort to love people. Like I said, you may not always get it right, but the more you try, the easier it will become. The easier it's going to start coming naturally, the more you think with love. It's about giving it a shot. It says, make every effort to keep yourself united in the Spirit. Together. Togetherness. Unity. United together. Unity, it's sharing a common goal and vision. That's what God wants from us. To all be on the same page. See, it's like a football team. I like football. I really like baseball, but we're going to go with football tonight. Okay, so a football team has 50 different guys on the team. They all have a different role. One guy, his whole purpose may be just to stand there and block somebody. Another guy may be running down the field with the ball. Another guy throws the ball. Another guy kicks the ball. They all do something different, but they're all there for what? One purpose. It's one thing, and that's to win. What's our one purpose with God? To win. To love Him. To make it to heaven. And you know what? Drag some people with us. Drag as many people as we can. How are we going to get them? How are we going to hook them? Love. 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 Did I say love? Remember that. That's the key to all of this. It's love. It says, Ephesians 4 and 3, make every effort to keep yourself united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. Binding yourselves together in peace, in harmony. Binding us together with peace and harmony. See, harmony is everybody pulling in the same direction. What's the opposite of harmony? Well, harmony is unity, so the opposite is disunity. It's like cancer. You know, we're all made up of cells, right? All of our cells, no matter what function they do, they're all trying to keep you alive, right? They're all working for the same purpose. What happens when cancer comes in? It's a group of cells. They say, I don't want to go with the program. I don't want to do that. I want to do my own thing. And then what happens? When there's disunity, it begins to grow. With cancer, it begins to grow. It begins to spread. And what happens when the cancer spreads through the body before it's plucked out? It can cause death. It can cause destruction. It's the same way with us as the church. See, God wants us to be unified in all that we do, but if we've got somebody pulling off in the wrong direction, it leads to disunity. It can lead to death, to destruction. See, that's what Satan wants. For the body to shut down. But God wants something different. He wants us all to pull together in what? In love for each other. He says, bind yourselves together. In the King James, it says, in the King James Version, it says, endeavoring to keep the unity. See, this unity doesn't come from us. It's from God. We're charged to keep it going. It all started with Him, because in Ephesians 2 and 14, it says, for Christ Himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross, He broke down the wall of hostility that separates us. Get that? That's what Christ did. That's what He wants. He's breaking down walls, and He wants us to grab the people on the other side and say, we're all in this together. We're doing this together. There's nothing that separates us. No matter what you look like, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've experienced, no matter who you have been, God breaks this all down. And He says, okay, guys, I'm pulling down all the walls. Grab the people up and love them. Grab them and love them. That's the theme of all of this, is grab people and love them. Love. Love. See, it goes on in Ephesians 2 and 20. It says, together we are His house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone is Jesus Christ Himself. And we are carefully joined together in Him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. Becoming a holy temple. We're building together. We're growing together. In the King James Version, it uses that word. It uses growth. We're growing together for a purpose. And what's our purpose? Anybody remember? Love. And to take as many people as we can to heaven. Because I don't want to go alone. I don't want to go alone. I want you to grab 5 or 6 people with you, Patty. You got some kids? You got some kids that ain't here? Love them. And you know what'll happen? They'll be right there in front of you. I'm believing for that. And I know you are too. I know you are too. See, we all got people. God wants us to grow in love and grow together and show that love and grow the kingdom. All right, back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6. It says, for there is one body and one spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. We're all in this together. That's what it's saying. We're all in this together. We've all been called for the same purpose. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father who is over all, in all, and living through all. We're all one. We are one in the Spirit. I believe that's a song. That's a song that Brother Angelo sings sometimes. We're all in this together. That's what I want to encourage you with. Hey, we're all in this together. Let us walk worthy of our calling. God's called us to be His children. He's called us to love other people. Let us walk. Let's carry that weight and measure up to the things that He has for us. Because when we get to the end of the race, it's going to be a glorious thing. There's a reward waiting. See? I'm going to end off with this scripture in Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. in the New Living Translation. It says these words, Philippians 1:27. Buddy. It says, above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. Then, whenever I come and I see you again, or even if I only hear about you, I will know that you are standing side by side. Doing what? Fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. See, that's what we want. That's why we're here. To stand side by side in one spirit and one purpose as citizens of heaven, loving other people, grabbing other people and dragging them with us. Because there's a plan and a purpose for every seat in this building. Some of those seats, they're empty right now because the purpose and the plan hasn't come to fruition yet. But he said to keep fighting. Continue to fight forward. Because like I said, Patty, I can see those kids right there in front of you. I'm believing for that. I'm fighting with you. We're all fighting with you. Everyone else in this room, you've got people that you can think of right off the top of your head. Guess what? I'm fighting for those too. I'm fighting with you, Miss Mary. Fighting with you. Not against you. With you. That's the whole purpose of unity in Christ. So we're not fighting each other. Stop it. Stop fighting against each other and fight with each other. But I want to encourage you guys with that. I want to leave you with those words. To be a citizen of heaven and be worthy of our calling. Let's bow our heads. Lord, I thank you for each and every person here today. Lord, you see the things that are on our hearts. And you see the things that we have need of. And we lift those needs up because we know that you're going to take care of it. And Lord, I ask that you would continue to give us heart to walk worthy in our callings. And Lord, help us to continue to fight alongside of each other. Help us to find ways to love each other this week. For we give you all the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.